LeBron wins the entire NBA All-Star game. Danica Patrick retires from NASCAR, but all of it's totally irrelevant because it's the second week of the Olympics. This is Sports Without Balls.
Holy cow!
A perfect score. 10.4.
He hacked it to 2-0, now to 2-1. Line drive!
Hello again, everyone. This is
Sports Without Balls. Dun, 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 dun. Oh my God, this is the greatest week ever. It's the Olympics. By the way, my name is Erin Foley. I'm the host of That Sports Without Balls. And right across from me, she's back. She's back, America. It's my co-host with the mostest. It's Trish Sir.
Erin Foley, I've missed you so much.
I am so happy to see you. We're in the new ATC studio.
It is so nice.
It already feels weird because I'm not wearing headphones.
I know, we've evolved. And I've got glasses on. What
Trish's
the hell is
glasses
happening?
On. I don't think the video's working, but maybe it is. It is working.
It's on. If y'all can see, hey. I'm trying to be more like E. Foley.
I couldn't get my contacts in because I've been up till 2, 3, 4 a.m. Watching every sport imaginable and crying. A lot of crying.
It's been a very emotional games.
Oh, my God. A big shout out to Emma in the booth.
Yeah, Emma in the booth.
She's waving. Eventually, they'll get microphones. I don't know where Erin is.
I have a microphone. We're good over here.
Oh, fantastic.
And you know what? Eventually, Emma, we'll get a light on you because everyone at home is going to want to see what a doll you are.
Oh,
amazing. I don't need to be on camera. It's really okay.
Yes,
now I can hear Emma. I can hear Emma.
This is probably the point of cans, but Erin and I care too much about my hair. Erin made it sound sweet about her glasses. I'm like, I've got a meeting later. I'm not messing up this week.
I can't get comfortable when the cans
yep.
are on.
And then your glasses do this.
And this, and then it's
not cute.
It smashes into the side of my face.
It's worse than a ponytail headache.
This is what happens when you've been blind as a bat since, I think, fifth grade.
Well, it's very interesting you say that because I have 20/20 vision, except I woke up like 3 weeks ago from a nap and just couldn't see close up.
What?
So I can read numbers on planes without my glasses. I can tell you the numbers on that air conditioner up there, right? I have ridiculous vision. Right here, I got on my phone. I woke up from a nap. Somebody texted me. I was like, oh yeah, I roll over. And I was like, my eyes. I could not see close
up. Did you feel like you were stroking out?
My hand to Jesus. So then I end up instantly making an eye doctor's appointment, and BT Dubs, Costco's optometrists are a game. And
you did not go to Costco for it.
I'm Southern. We go to Costco for everything.
You went to Costco for an eye appointment?
He dialed it in, and they eye mapped it too. I got to see the back of my cornea, y'all. They are big time at Costco. And I went to Bougie Costco out in Woodland Hills, which has like organic and valet. It's a thing.
Okay.
So he goes, you can't really see a thing close up, so you're going to need progressives. I said, that sounds like something old people wear.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
No.
And he goes, no, for you, it's going to be basically useless clear plastic at the top because you have better than perfect vision. He goes, but at the bottom, it's going to get gradually closer so you can actually see something going on. So he's like, I need you to wear them for a week, but I can't wear them when I drive because the vehicles are really close.
Yeah.
Like it's things are closer than they appear, but I can see down here. Up here, you're normal. Down here.
It's kind of genius.
But I feel freaked out because I've never had glasses in my life.
Yeah. I just remember being always like in the front row of all my classes because I was such a nerd. And my parents were like, I just kept coming home being like, I can't, like, it's not clear. Like, it's not clear enough. So little me, I think I've told you the story before, but little me and my dad, we go down to the eye store or the eye, whatever, the optometrist. And we pick out frames, but it was my dad, so he picked out like these wiry business frames. So I came home looking like a male accountant. Like I literally
a sensible CPA.
Like a sensible CPA with the soft pump. That like literally I was 9 years old.
Wait, does Megan wear glasses as well?
Oh, we all do. We all it's
but
just,
did
the
it
same
hit
eyeballs.
Her at the same time? I'm fascinated by twins. That's why I said did it hit her? Is she?
I think so. I think we've all, our entire family has the same color eyes and the same bad vision.
Do you really have the same color eyes?
We all have green eyes. All of us have the same eyeballs.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, we switch them out sometimes. Just kidding. Science. I couldn't get my contacts in. Let's get back to sports because I've been putting eye drops in.
You've been reporting live from Pyongyang for almost 2 weeks now. And it has been.
I am exhausted.
Look, incredible coverage. And I think that's why.
Incredible coverage.
I mean, Mike Tirico better watch his back because you're coming.
Yeah.
You're coming for 2020.
I've enjoyed it so much. And there's so much to discuss. And we're obviously not going to get to it all. We have a hard out at 11. But it's been... And I want, obviously, our schedules, you have a real job. We're trying to squeeze everything in. My only, disappointed is that the women's ice hockey gold medal game is tonight, and we are recording it in the morning. So I'm going to probably have to just go online with the
live,
cell phone.
Send it to me. I will uplink it to everybody to all Aaron's. And you have to tell the real drama of tonight.
There's drama. Well, as we all know... after the USA-Canada gold medal match where I was wearing my Wisconsin NCAA, if I could have worn a Minnesota and a Wisconsin, I would have represented three quarters of the U.S. Olympic team and international team because the Finland goalie played for University of Minnesota. She's amazing, by the way.
Really?
And they won the bronze medal this morning or last night against Russia. So I was really very happy for Finland. We played them twice, so I got to know the Finnish team. But, you know, we were up in the game against the Canadians 4 years ago. Then the Canadians scored and tied it with, a second left. And then they won in overtime. And it broke me and it broke the team. Hillary Knight didn't play hockey for like a year.
She coached. Got to step away for a second.
Yeah.
Regroup.
So 4 years later, so we played Canada. We couldn't cover this last week because they hadn't played yet. But we played Canada, and we lost to Canada. We lost to Canada 2-1, but we could have won. We almost outplayed them. We had so many scoring chances. We had not only a couple power plays, but we had a solo one-on-one v goalie. I forget what that's called in hockey. I don't know. Whatever. I can't remember. But it was almost like a shootout situation in the period. I'm blanking. I've been up very late. but it was really encouraging because I thought, okay, now how are we going to come back? So Canada was the last game in our regulation team. And then Finland was Sunday night. And that was the game right after Canada, the game going into gold medal. It was semifinals, right?
Okay.
But what I'm saying is we played Canada last in regulation. So I was like, how is that going to be? We came out on fire and we beat Finland 5-0. But the speed we have, the passion, we have our identical twins. Oh my God, Lemoyne, Lemieux. Oh God, Carol.
Carol's still wandering out in the hallway in the
new studio.
Can
you pull up the USA women's hockey roster? Because I don't want to get their names wrong. We have them on our third line, and there are power ladies. So we have a lot of depth, a lot of speed, and this is the best team. And I think it's the new coach, a new mentality going into the gold medal match tonight. And at the same time they're playing, I thought they were playing Thursday morning because I kept hearing Thursday, but of course it's 17 hours ahead. So they're playing tonight. They're playing technically in South Korea. Lamoureux. Okay, Lamoureux. What did I say? Lemoyne.
Lemoyne.
So it's the Lamoureux twins. Now, I think at least one of them is okay, maybe they're both. I guess they're both married now because they have hyphen name, Mirando and Davidson. So they're probably both married. But Monique Lamoureux and Jocelyn Lamoureux, those are the identical blonde twins that have played now in their third Olympics. And they're so good. They play on the same line together and they're power packed. But if you hold on. So Gigi Marvin, she's one of our elder statements. She put in the first goal and everyone was just like, you know, Hillary Knight, Gigi Marvin. And who is it? Amanda Keller. No, Megan Keller. Who do I always mess up? And in fact...
You're way better than me, because I'm going to tell you right now. I just am tickled, and I'm screaming for America. I'm one of those people that paint the thing on their face and wave the flag, and you know everybody, their family, their bio, where they went to high school, college, if they eat dairy.
This is the... If they eat dairy. Hold on. Pull that up just one second.
Yeah.
I was gonna do this fan shout-out, and... And now I'm going to do it right now because I mess it up. Kessel, Amanda Kessel. I always say, I always confuse Megan Keller and Amanda Kessel.
I can see why.
And so this is I was going to do a super fan shout out to Monica Demu Greco, DemusGreco, Demu Greco. And she wrote, Kessel. It's Amanda Kessel. You guys say Amanda Kessler every time. Aaron says that. Trish doesn't say
no,
that.
No, Trish just sits here and says, go USA.
No, but I mean, you would get it right. Every time, and it makes my brain stop. I apologize
for
that.
We apologize.
Interesting enough, Ryan Kessler, not her brother, is a hottie and super talented forward of the Ducks.
Yes.
Who was on the Canucks. Phil Kessel, her brother, who I know, on the other hand, is controversial, either beloved or made fun of for mainly eating cheeseburgers and being the former fame/shame of the Maple Leafs. He's on the Penguins right now. Anyway, you guys rock. I'm not even that into sports aside from hockey and the Olympics, and I've listened to every episode. So thank you, Monica. I apologize.
Monica.
I realize I keep saying Kessel because I keep screwing up. I don't even remember.
I don't know where you live, Monica, but you might be the one, because, you know, I don't know anything. If you don't know, Monica, I don't know anything about hockey, and it's not because I don't want to know. It's such a intricate sport to learn.
Yeah.
That it makes me fearful. I know that sounds probably very ignorant, but it's the truth. Like, when you know when something's just, you know other sports so intensely,
yeah.
That I don't want to halfway know it. I want to know it, and it's such a fast-moving game. I feel
it's
like
so
I need
fast.
Like a Monica
yeah.
to take me to a game
yeah.
and say, here's what's happening. I know it'd be remedial for Monica,
yeah.
but that's what
Monica,
I need.
Monica, fly to L.A. and take us to an L.A. Kings game.
Yes.
I you know what I always get so amazed by is... I'm spacing on the guy's name. maybe Albert, or I forget his name, but he does all the play-by-play. He has all the color commentary for the hockey.
Wow.
And he's brilliant. He knows men's play. It doesn't NHL, he does them all.
It's amazing.
And the speed of the game.
That's what's amazing. People don't realize how fast-moving hockey
yeah.
is. Because I'll try to sit and listen to a commentary and be like, okay, I'm
yeah.
intelligent enough.
Yeah.
But I'm not intelligent enough, apparently, because it flips so quickly, and I don't understand I don't know when they just know to skate away.
It's the line changes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the only thing you have to get your head around, because you would pick up the game really quick. Well, I mean, they don't just leave.
I know, but I don't know why they're just leaving.
Well, because it's exhausting. They can only stay on the ice, I'd say, a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and then a line change, because they're all out sprinting. Every time they come on the ice, it's a sprint.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And
it's
with
crazy.
All that crap on, I'm thinking, how
and
much is what they're wearing?
Yeah, and they can't, you know, you can't just skate ahead and just stand by the goalie.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like, you can't cross the blue line before the puck. So
and I feel like their heads have to be on a swivel. They have their peripherals blocked by whatever position they're playing helmet-wise. Obviously, I know they need to be wearing protective gear, but I feel like they're slightly restricted. So I'm constantly going, and I understand why they've got everything on. I feel like it's got to be the most restricting thing to play at your level. Protected. Yeah. Does that sound
it's
insane?
Unbelievable. And I don't, honestly, I have, so cut to tonight, I literally randomly picked a Wednesday to tape a show, like 45, 50 minutes. I've been like preparing down to the word. Some of these jokes aren't even, like, you know what I mean?
It's
like,
a huge set for
it's
Aaron.
It's a taping, and it's literally at the exact same time of the women's gold medal match. I don't know how I'm going to do it. What's going to happen?
Do you want me to just come and randomly scream out?
Yes.
My hand to God, you can edit it out when you use it. But I will just sit there and go, 4-0. I'll just start giving the updates of who scored what.
And here's the thing. I'm going to watch the whole thing, win or lose. And I know we're going to win. I just know we're going to win. I just feel it. And I'm not just saying that. It's just the speed and the energy and the focus.
When you know it's time. Like,
and
when they're ready. And
they
it's
are so ready.
Preparation meets opportunity.
Yes.
Which is the best.
And I love it. And we have so much to talk about. So I just want to say, I don't think preparation-wise, I'll be able to get this podcast out today. So it'll probably come out tomorrow morning. So the results will already have happened. But I just want to put, like, even just a huge congratulations for them getting back in the gold medal match, as well as Canada. Canada, obviously, the women are amazing. They're beautiful skaters. I just want us to win once.
Of course.
We haven't done it in 20 years. Last time we won the gold was 98. We have to do it.
We have to do this. Come on.
Let's go, ladies.
USA.
Let's go, ladies. And who is Crazy Fun Saturday Night Live, Leslie?
The world's biggest Olympic fan.
Yeah.
Why are we all spacing? Leslie.
Leslie, Emma. Oh, God.
Why are we all special right
now? I don't know. I can't.
I have not.
Well, you woke
either.
Up at 5.
I worked till midnight
yeah.
and had to be up at 5. And yeah. I feel like I don't really know my name.
We're coming in a little hot.
And I don't know how to spell actually sports.
Leslie Jones?
Leslie Jones, Emma.
Which she has been a hoot and a half.
She's been so fun to watch. But she was at the game, I think against Finland or Canada. I can't remember. Screaming out, Hillary Knight, our big star. And this is why the U.S. is going to beat Canada, because you wouldn't know she's the big star because everybody's contributing so much.
Good.
And that's why I think we're going to win. Screaming out, you guys are champions. You're champions. Hillary Knight, I love you. Like, it's like putting women's hockey on the map.
Well, she has been, I think, a wonderful bridge for the Olympics.
Yes.
Because, you know, South Korea, not exactly global destination for lots of reasons. Not a lot of people want to go to Seven Below to spend their dollars to support our country. They'll wait till a summer one when it's comfortable and where you want to be. So I find it really interesting that she's got this real crossover ability to make people. Because she even, gets out there and does weird catwalks with Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski, which...
I know.
Why is he dressing like he stole my grandmother's mask? And he's having a Chico's kind of day.
I love him so much. And every time I watch Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir, I go, I know Trish is annoyed right now, but the bouffant on his head, at first I was like, no. And now I've grown to love.
He looks like Dolly Parton set his hair from Stone Magnolias. He looks like he is missing from a junior league meeting in South Mississippi. I am fun. First of all, he's a brilliant commentator. If you love a crusted necklace, go with God.
It's a lot.
It's too muchy. Every time they come back on, I'm waiting for their eyelids to be crusted because now, like, headsets are Swarovski.
Yeah.
The mic handle is Swarovski.
Yeah.
And becrusted is Southern for, like, bejeweled or bedazzled or whatever you want to say. Becrusted is what we say. And then he's got, like, a Mr. T starter kit on.
I know.
But, like, he stole it from my Mimo. And then it gets weirder and bigger. And then he's starting to hunch a little bit because his hardware is so heavy. I'm like, he doesn't weigh nothing but a minute. He's so tiny.
And
then Tara's just sitting there like, yeah, that's what Johnny said. And my favorite, of course, is when someone sticks something, but there's just a skosh of a hiccup. And they both go, oh, God.
And you can't see it.
And I'm like,
no one can see it to the naked eye.
And then can we all discuss briefly, because Adam, first of all, did you see Sally?
Let's go deep into figure skating.
Did you see Sally Field's text?
Yes.
Please explain it, Aaron, because it was the greatest.
This is what I mean about the Olympics when people are like, oh, I'm not really watching. I'm like, you're missing. There's this whole beautiful, competitive, amazing world of inspiring stories. And then the community around it. Like, Sally Field has a gay son.
It's so good.
And Sam was like, Mom, you got to hook me up.
No, she said to him first.
I thought he said to her.
No, she was like, are you watching the Olympics? This Adam Rippon's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Don't mess it up.
Yeah, so she's trying to hook up her son with Adam Rippon. And then you have Gus.
Kentworthy. Precious.
You know, he
rescuing every animal. I would marry him tomorrow and be his sweet beard. Not that he needs one. That would just be the fun wife that he just was like, I'll have you because you seem like you'll take care of these puppies when I'm out with my beautiful husband. He did it in Sochi. He's doing it in South Korea.
Yeah.
And he's just he's a doll.
You know what's so crazy is, you know, I was watching him do the snowboard. And then right when he came down the hill, right before he was going down the hill on his third run, and he didn't stick the landing, which was such a bummer. But, you know, just an amazing Olympian.
Right.
He had a blood clot on his hip. He broke his thumb 3 days before. You know, it was a miracle that he was even doing it. So I saw him, like, just really quickly, like, kiss his boyfriend, like, was just like a peck on the lips, right? I didn't think anything of it.
Sure.
Because this is... Well, whatever, I'm gay, but what, you know,
but
I mean, it's
we
just,
also,
who cares?
But we also just go, oh, that's somebody in sport, period. Yay.
I didn't even think of it.
Sure.
And I wake up to, like, all these articles about Gus kissing his boyfriend. I was like, what? Like, they were all positive, but I was like, I can't believe this is news. I still can't believe this is news.
First of all, they have to make it news.
Yeah.
Secondly, we live in a society, as you and I both know, sadly, we're tickled to death in our bubble of Los Angeles that we're just like, that's two people love each other. That's, you know what I mean?
I
we don't think that
way. I forgot.
Of course.
I just forgot.
You know what? Believe me, I'll have moments when I leave our bubble and see people like stare at people back if it's just two people holding hands.
Yeah.
That happen to both be men or happen to both be women.
Yeah.
Or even still in the South, not the same color.
Yeah.
That are opposite sex. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Don't you have shit to do?
Don't you have shit to do?
Don't you just be tickled to death that they're not whooping each other or they've got a kid locked in a dog crate?
Yeah.
Like, be tickled that there's love in the world.
I know. Especially now where everything is like going to hell.
Going to hell. And you're kissing your sweet husband in South Korea. We're 70 miles away. A crazy little dictator who likes weird comedies wearing a pair of heels could just blow us all up.
I know.
Sorry, I went off the rails.
No,
which,
I
by
love
the
it.
Way,
I love it.
At the opening ceremony, I know I'm backtracking because I wasn't here. Did you see his sister? So North Korea was at the games at opening ceremony.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un's sister came and just some intel because my brother's Navy SEAL, so hopefully we don't die tomorrow from me releasing this information. You know, she really runs the rodeo, the sister.
Really?
He's basically Colonel Sanders on a chicken bucket.
Really?
Yeah, just so y'all know, I just gave you classified intel, so if I don't exist tomorrow, I loved y'all, and it's been a great time being at Sports Without Balls. So she really runs it. So it was so wonderful to see that they sat her right behind Mike Pence, and the whole time she was throwing the worst shade I have ever seen. I was like, you look like you should be at the BET Awards, girl. Like, she was throwing shade like somebody was going to get her award. But she is the real, she's the real heavy hitter in the family.
Well, because women rule. But Mike Pence, I put back on the bus last week.
Oh, for what? What
stand
now?
Stand up. Stand up. You are a guest of South Korea.
Look.
Stand the F up.
I agree 1,000%. And you're bigger than that.
You're representing
our
country and our athletes.
And the stand up is the respect for these human beings that are not paid, are not supported by our nation, because all other nations support their Olympic athletes.
Yeah.
We have, the U.S. team, but we don't then say you've qualified. Their parents got them there.
Yeah.
Other countries spent obscene amounts of money to get their team because that's how they work. We don't.
Yeah.
We're God,
American
dream. We did it ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Get up and respect the kids that are working at Home Depot.
He's already such a piece of shit. He's like a homophobic piece of shit.
Yeah, and his wife is the best beard in the whole land.
Oh,
Can we talk about that?
And whatever your politics are, mm-hmm. but Republican, Democrat, whatever, you stand up.
You stand up
and represent your country and represent your athletes.
Yes.
It was so classless.
Yeah.
It was disgusting. Anyway, I put him back on the bus. And I'm going to put him back on the bus this week, too.
He's got his own bus.
Let's talk figure skating. I have an announcement.
Tell me.
Trish, sir, I fell in love with ice dancing.
It's right.
I fell in love with ice dancing.
Who knew? I felt the same way.
It started with a team event.
Yes.
Virtue and More. I mean, I can't even. And then the French couple, I need to pull up their names.
Yeah. Hold on.
Because they were born and raised in France. Then they moved to Montreal. They've known each other since they were kids. I loved them so much. And then the Shin Shabs, I call them the Shin Shabs. It's not the Shin Sibs. they get bronze. Like, though, it was so.
Are you talking about Virtue and More? No, you're
Virtue and More were the Canadians. But there was a French couple that got silver.
They're amazing too. I'm looking at their picture right now.
They got silver, and I really was like, I wanted them to get gold. And then Virtue and More step on, and you're like, oh, I can't even. It was, and I spoke about
Papadakis and Cizeron.
Okay, Papadakis
Gabriella,
and Cizeron.
Gabriella Papadakis and Guillaume Cizeron.
They were so beautiful.
It was
so amazing.
It looked fluid. It literally looked like
it
liquid.
Was so beautiful.
That shot. Look at that shot.
Oh my God.
I'll put it
on love
page.
Them. And she had that crazy wardrobe malfunction in the short program. What I realized is, and I want to get your thoughts on this, obviously. The figure skating, I live and die for the figure skating, right? But it's so stressful. It's all about the jumps. And now it feels like, in just watching the women's short program last night and having the two, I took all these notes on it, Zagatova versus Menyevjeva. I apologize, my Russian. I need to brush up on my Russian.
I can't say any other country but our own, and even then I apologize.
But it's jumps and jumps, and it's athleticism, and it's all wonderful. And I love the figure skating, but the ice dancing, I could relax because I knew there's no, like, if they don't land this this fifth quad, you can't even, like, to me, the figure skating is just a lot more stressful. And the ice dancing was because I love dancing, and I thought, well, maybe because it really feels like they're dancing.
But I also, and I don't know if you're the same, but for me, I feel like in pairs, I relax because there's someone they can lean on. I know that sounds insane, but it's like,
no, it does
there's
not
someone else
at all.
Sharing the load.
Yeah.
Because when it's one person, male or female,
I'm losing my mind.
My anxiety level.
It's crazy.
And when they start doing the buildup to a turn, or to a jump.
Forget it.
I start going.
Yeah, I think they're gonna hit the wall.
Yeah,
every time I think they're gonna hit the wall.
It's gonna be a blowout. They're gonna skid out. It's gonna be like me driving home on a Saturday after a cocktail that I don't do anymore. Thanks, Uber. Okay, but can I briefly say, just asterisk scroll down, figure skating. Can they pump in the music? Patch it in. You know, like a comedy. Can we even? I don't want to hear it in the arena.
I
lose something there.
Yeah.
Sorry, whatever that was up. I lose something there with the dance, with the ice, all of it. I want to hear it. It's too far away.
Yeah.
But more than that, I don't want to hear your skates. It's like nails on a chalkboard to me. The skates on the ice is like,
I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
I get so distracted. I'm like, I don't want to be that close. If I did, I would have bought a ticket to Pyongyang. And I would not be in that sport.
Yeah.
I would watch it glossily. There's something about... I get so distracted by the sound.
I say turn. That's a great idea. Turn up the music. Yeah.
Or patch. Give us the feed. Like you would if we saw Justin Timberlake do the halftime at the Super Bowl. We all know it didn't sound like that.
Yeah.
It was patched into the audio to NBC. So I would like, if y'all are listening to NBC Sports, Dick Ebersole, could you please give me the music tuned in? Because I think we lose something watching their performance at home.
And sometimes now, how do you also feel about
the real-time scoring?
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I keep going.
Did that cost them?
You keep going, oh, wait, is that yellow? Why is it yellow? Yeah, and then I'm waiting for Johnny Weir and Tara to go, ooh.
I know.
And you're like, oh, I don't. And I like some of the commentary because I like to learn, you know? But it also almost takes away, the live scoring takes away from it because you're like, it takes away from the after they're done, that anticipation when they're sitting and we're all waiting.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
And then I'm like, because sometimes I do wait a little longer. I was like, what was the one judge updating his status on Facebook?
Yeah.
Why is it taking longer?
Or taking a roll of 20s.
Right. And saying, just kidding. Right.
The Russian gulag. Gulag. I don't even know that's a word.
Allegedly. Because we're protecting our anonymity since I'm going to be in a... Korean prison information I just gave. But I don't know. There's something really they took away that like kind of mystery. And now with at the bottom of the, when they're doing the real-time scoring, they have those little hashes to let you know kind of where they're at in the program.
Yeah.
What's been scored or not scored, yellow or green.
I
think football.
Watch.
So I'm like, oh, they have timeouts. So they could stop. I instantly, when it first came on, I go, they're doing timeouts now, like they could take a
Can you imagine right after
knee.
They fall, they're like, time.
Let's just, it's time. A mulligan. Like, I'm going to just do that.
Can I? No one saw that, did they?
I was like, how come she has more hashes than the hash bar? Yeah. I was trying to figure it out. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh gosh, my Kentucky's showing. Yeah. I can't figure this out. It's too much.
I've got a Dick Foley moment for you.
Can't wait.
So we watched the men's, you watched the men's short program where our sweet boy Chen just couldn't get it together.
He's too young. Experience is your best teacher. He's an amazing skater. I think he's going to kill it in
beautiful.
four more years.
Yeah.
He's got to marinate. I know that sounds bizarre, but I feel like he needs to just, you know, that's why Adam Rippon's so magical because he's like, look, he didn't say I'm not coming for the gold. Everybody does. But he's like, I am doing everything in my heart I put on this earth. And that's why he is the standout, the scene stealer. Doesn't matter if he doesn't medal.
His post-game commentary is just what you want to hear from every single
athlete.
When
he turned to Andrea, why can't I think of her last name? I'm talking about
Mitchell.
Andrea? No, Andrea Mitchell. She's sport. She's White House. Andrea Blonde.
Kramer.
Well, think about it. He turned on Andy.
Yeah. You know, he's wonderful.
I need a Xanax and a cocktail, honey. I was like, I'm in love with Adam Rippon.
Yeah, he is such a great spokesman. And listen, write down age limits. I want to talk about that at some point in time because a 15-year-old shouldn't be on a snowboard at the Olympics. At least give me 16. At least, I just think the younger, I just cringe sometimes. But anyway, we'll come back to that.
I agree.
And I have to keep my eye on the time. Here's... what was I going to say?
We have a solid half hour.
Okay. Wait, what is there's so many athletes in so many sports. I'm getting confused now. What's Chen's first name?
Skating Chen?
Yeah.
Was it Michael? Am I having a moment? I'm kidding.
So the team event, he falls. The short program, he falls. And the two, you know, Japanese stars, and forgive me, there's just too many names, but they're so wonderful, and they put so much pressure on
Nathan
you.
Nathan Chen.
So we're going into the long program. This is obviously like 3 or 4 days ago. And he, it was amazing. He did 6 quads. I know technically only 5 counted, but he just was like a little off on the 6. But he basically did 6 quads. It's never been done before. His long program was so beautiful, and I felt like, you know, medal or not, and I really thought he had that chance for the bronze. It just didn't happen. He redeemed himself. I thought he had to be so proud of that moment because it was so disastrous. So I felt so happy for him. So I'm talking to my dad the next day. This is when they call. Okay, I'm talking to him. It was Saturday night. I get a phone call, and I'm watching whatever, pick something I was watching before my shows on Saturday night. I get a call, and he goes, frantic. He goes, are you watching the game? And I go, yeah. I said, snowboarding? And he goes, no, Baylor, the Baylor men's basketball game. Your mother and I are watching it. There's a minute and a half left, and our power went out. I was like, like it was the March Madness final. And I go, no, I'll put it on. So I put it on, and I'm walking him through.
He wants commentary
commentary. I have to pause the Olympics for Dick Foley. And then he goes, and I go, okay, there's 25 seconds left. They have the ball. And now he's shouting it out to my mom. 25 seconds. But, and I was like, what is happening? He goes, they say if they win this game, because they were playing, oh God, who are they playing? Like a Texas Tech or TCU. If they win this game, it was like the 7th seed, they could get into the tournament.
So they would have been a bubble, bracket bubble.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So it was important, but I was like, okay. So then there's 10 seconds left. I get the ball. He got the ball. He's screaming it out to my.
He wouldn't just put you on speakerphone?
I don't think they even know how to put speaker on. So he's screaming out, and then they win. He's like, oh, good. All right. They won, Mary. They won. Oh, we just got our power back. I was like, okay. All right. What else? So I'm talking him through the Baylor game in the middle of the Olympics. And I go, Dad, did you see the figure skating? Because I think I've said this before. My dad can't, he can't watch stomach figure skating. He'll watch a little bit, then he'll go and like make a sandwich because it's too stressful.
Anxiety,
for him.
I get it.
Since we were little kids. And it's more with the women. He can handle a little bit more with the men, but like, you know, when we had our Michelle Kwans,
oh, yeah,
and like he couldn't, like I remember, like he couldn't be in the room. So precious.
That is sweet. It's a dad of daughters too, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. He can't handle
so
it.
So cute.
So I go, did you see Nathan Chen's long program? I was so proud of him. This is what he says, because he gets when people fall, because there was an Olympics, and it's a running family joke. It was an Olympics, I don't know, 4 years, 8 years, 12 years ago, I can't remember, where the gold medal, the silver, and the bronze, they all fell in the long program. And my dad still talks about it. He goes, I can't believe they had a medal ceremony. They all fell, right? He always says this, right? I go, did you see Nathan Chen? He goes, I kid you not. He goes, can't believe they allowed him to skate. After that team program and that short program falling over the, I can't believe they allowed him to skate in the long program. I was like, Dad, this is like an Olympic athlete. He's like, all over the ice. I can't believe they allowed him to skate.
All over the ice.
All over the ice. Dick Foley.
Praise God he's not Nathan Chin's daddy. Poor Nathan Chin be rocking in a corner eating warm yogurt. He'd be crying. Oh, my God.
I was like, Dad.
And I'm tickled none of y'all took up ice skating. There had been curtains.
Yeah.
It had been I, Tonya all over again in the Foley house.
Oh, my God. Dick Foley. With the lead pipe.
Oh.
Yeah. Can you imagine? I can't believe they allowed him to skate. What? I was like, Dad. And then again, do you remember that Olympics where they all fell and they all got medals? Can't believe that happened. I was like, okay. All right.
I love Dick Foley.
So I was like, all right, well, so we've got the ladies. All right, so we did the ladies short program last night.
Yes, we did.
And this is the quote, for me, it was the quote of the Olympics. So Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski are talking about the short program. And he's giving us like scores, right, before they start. And he goes, here's how it breaks down. He goes, if you score a 65 to 74, that's good.
Okay.
If you score 74 to 80, that's great. And if you score an 80 plus, you're Russian.
Isn't that amazing? love Johnny Weir so much I can't take my life.
Yeah. And he was in an outfit last night that was almost too much for me.
What? I'm pulling it up.
It was, you're right. It was a little, it was excessive.
I love him. He's, look, I love Johnny Weir. I love Tara Lipinski. And I'm going to say it. Y'all know how I feel about it. But not at
the Derby.
My Derby.
Yeah.
Do you hear me, NBC? Are y'all watching? Listen, call me in. You want a sensible Southern commentator that knows how to talk about seersucker suits and a julep and a, just a strong hat? You call me. You don't put two damn ice skaters with bedazzled microphones in Churchill Downs. It's disrespectful. I can't take it. You can leave them on the ice in Pyongyang.
Pyeongchang.
Chang, Chang. I didn't say P.F. Chang like that awful anchor. I'm not a racist. I'm just Southern. Now, listen. Don't put them.
Did someone say P.F. Chang?
Yeah, you didn't hear about this?
What?
I will pull up. Somebody put up the graphic. The graphic, the lower third, they were doing a, you know, they were putting up a story about Pyeongchang, but they put it up in the graphic department at a local, like a, you know, an affiliate market. I don't know what market it was. Put up P.F. Chang's.
No.
So the reporter says, because he's reading, you know, as we all get, we turn into Anchorman when we're reading prompter. And he says, at the 2018 P.F. Chang, and I was like, oh. And I when it happened, I go, oh. Like you just, when you cringe, it's like watch out a comic not have a joke land. And you turn the cheek for him. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was that. And I thought, oh, that's going to be embarrassing and all over and viral. But anyway, I'm not getting away from you, Johnny Weir.
I do have to say I did have a terrible sportsman moment. Two nights ago, everything's blending. I think it was two nights ago in the ice dancing final. I think it was Sunday night. What are we on?
Yeah.
No, it was Monday night.
Monday night,
because I was watching it. I was cramming it all in before The Bachelor. I'm mixing up my figure skating and my ice dancing. This was the third American pairs figure skating, right? We've got the married couple that was in third place that just couldn't do it, and they came in fourth, and the Shin Sibs took third.
Yep.
The brother and sister took third. The second American couple that was supposed to take the bronze just couldn't. He was off a little heartbreaking. They came in fourth. It was our third couple. And those are the ones that fell on the ice.
Yeah.
But it was like a tackle. And I'm not going to lie, I felt so bad, but I couldn't stop laughing, Trish. It was one of these things. And Bridget McManus, who's so wonderful filling in when you're away.
I love Bridget McManus. I adore you. You're so funny. And
Bridget's texts, like, I can't even repeat them.
I'm going to see if Bridget and I together can do the Tom Brady cookbook for a month, the TB12 cookbook.
Oh, my God.
Because I figured she'd be the only person that would do it with me. I want to see if she'll
totally
do the challenge and see if we get in TB shape.
Can I read you some of these texts Bridget and I send to each other?
Please.
This is Bridget. This is Bridget the other night. The creepy brother and sister are skating. If they make out on the screen, am I allowed to tell you? Or do you want to wait and see it live? I was like, no. And I go, stop it. And she goes, fine, I won't spoil it. They're skating to Marvin Gaye. Let's get it on. Is that odd? I'm like, stop texting me. I'm trying to concentrate. But she sent this, and I don't know if you've seen this, but this is the poor American couple that fell.
Is it a meme? Oh, no.
No, it's the actual
video. It's the actual fall.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie. It was brutal. It was brutal. It was,
I felt so awful,
but it was like a takedown.
So
they
I just laughed.
It was like a takedown.
It really was. And then they did like an eye. But they did fall gracefully.
It was so brutal, Trish. It was so brutal. And it was a poor Aaron Foley moment.
Okay.
But okay. I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. All right, let's discuss Russian the Russians. And then I want to do age limit, but I also want to get back to why we have no medals in this.
Well, because we don't have snow.
But we had 37 and we broke records 4 years ago. What happened?
It's an win. Okay.
I'm okay with it because we don't need to win everything.
Right. I'm going to generalize this, and this is painfully general, and I'm sure people are going to say, but as a whole, winter sports as a whole are very expensive to be a part of.
Yeah.
Okay. So to be
white wealthy.
White wealthy. We have gone through a recession in our country.
Yeah.
So if you take it back to 08 when it hit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. And you go through two levels of Olympics. I'm sorry to be socioeconomically conscious right now, y'all. And y'all didn't know I knew that kind of word, did you? Yeah, every once in a while, I can show you I got an education. Okay. That's what I attribute it to. Because that's a lot of people had to make choices financially. Yeah. And that's why you have older Olympians in, like your Sean Whites that are doing, because he's been an Olympian longer than we had a recession situation.
Yeah.
So a lot of families couldn't go unless they sacrificed everything or were just independently wealthy. Good on you. That's why we don't have that. My other thing is I genuinely believe the younger athlete aren't raised with that level of discipline anymore that we were all raised with to achieve. So I think it gets down to how we are as Americans culturally and what we push and ask of our children.
Yeah.
Because as a country, we aren't really functioning in that you need to be a next level individual. Now all the millennials think they're going to just watch it on YouTube and go create their own business.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So there is this, there isn't that need because that kind of a human being is really kind of almost being bred out.
And I also,
and that's my true belief.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, those are really interesting perspectives. I'm not like shocked. And you know, I said this before, I watch the Olympics differently now as an adult. Like when we were growing up, it was like USA or nothing, like gold medal or nothing.
Sure.
Right. And now like I'm up late at night because half these sports I'm watching, bobsled, luge, biathlon. A lot of them, we don't even have contenders
No.
And so honestly, like there was, oh God, and now I'm going to have to pull up her name. It's the most decorated winter Olympian of all time. It's a women's Norwegian skier so wonderful and so awesome. And she comes across the finish line in the relay the other night and I'm crying like it's an American. So it's not like I'm living and dying and I'm so upset there aren't Americans in these races. And a lot of them are like there's, and we've just placed 7th, 8th, and 9th instead of 1, 2, 3 or whatever. There has been such a substantial medal drop off, not amount of athletes, but it's just kind of interesting because you're used to at least having one in the going for the top three, going for the gold or the silver or bronze.
I mean, that's really what I feel because obviously I feel like the winter sports have a longer longevity in age than the Summer Olympics do. Like, and I'm completely generalizing.
Lindsey Vonn, like 33 or 32. Well, yeah.
Right. I mean, Shaun White, look at even for figure skating, Adam Rippon, for 28 years old is old.
Ted Leggety. Yeah.
It is older.
Yeah.
So you realize that there is you have a longer longevity, if that's even a double negative. You get a longer lifespan to be an athlete in the winter games opposed to summer games. But, it's very interesting to me. It is a much more expensive as a whole. And again, I'm saying this all general. There are much more expensive sports to be a part of.
Yeah. It's not accessible enough. Like, what's your accessibility to track and field versus bobsled? Right.
It's snowboarding.
And Norway and Sweden and Finland, like, they should be doing better than us. You know what I mean? Like,
it is what they do. I mean, unless we just started an entire training world in Minnesota and just in Vermont and just in Park City.
But I guess I am still a little surprised because even like if you take men's downhill, and we didn't get to cover skiing last week because the weather kept pushing it back.
Uh-huh.
So we didn't cover Michaela Schifrin getting the gold in, I think it was Super G, not even her specialized event. And then in slalom, not meddling.
Yep.
And I know she was brokenhearted, but she was still amazing. She came in 4th and got a gold unexpectedly the night before. So I'm so happy with her. And she pulled out of the downhill to do tonight's combined event, which is slalom and downhill, which I'll be taping. They moved that up a day because of weather.
The weather has been insane. They've never been over 7 below is what they had said. So not been over 7 below.
Yeah.
And then it's been so atrocious condition wise. I'm happy that they're calling events for athletes safety because I mean, sometimes they'll show the conditions on a live feed and I'm like, good night.
Oh,
I know. It's like the whiteouts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not surprised. I mean, we've had, we just got the silver medal last night in bobsled and that was like a two woman bobsled. And I'll pull up their names because they're fierce. And that was a shock. We should have gotten gold. So there are events that we still, I would say, you know, we excel at in different events as Americans, but I guess I'm shocked when you take the downhill, right? So Lindsey Vonn got the bronze in downhill last night, and it was amazing. And I tell you, her post-game comments were so beautiful and heartfelt. She was talking about her grandfather making, and just so upset that was her last downhill. Like, such a
emotional, sure.
Beautiful, like, mature, wonderful, wonderful comments. There's so many moments for the feel-good moment of the week. I don't even know if all of these are feel-good moments of the week. And I thought her in particular, her comments after her downhill is part of the feel-good moment of the week. But like men's downhill, right? Like men's and women's downhill, we had, now Schifrin pulled out because she has Super G tonight, or combined tonight. So, and she's not a downhill specialist, right? So we had Lindsey Vonn, who's 33, but we didn't have anyone else. And in men's downhill, we had Ted Ligety, who won gold like 8 years ago, or maybe even 4 years ago. He has a family, his injuries, but that was the only, like, and he placed like 17 or whatever. Those are the sports, because a lot of Americans do grow up skiing.
You grow up in ski towns, you grow up going on vacations, but people have to realize you have to really live in a ski community.
Yeah.
Because it, just like surfing, just like anything else. I try to explain to people that when you ski, and people don't live in ski areas, just even take a ski vacation is expensive. So think about if you live somewhere and you have an annual pass to something.
Yeah.
It's incredibly expensive as a lifestyle.
Yeah, it really is.
And then to live in that ski community on top of it, for someone to make a commitment, move a family there because your child shows potential.
Yeah.
If you didn't already happen to live there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge commitment. And even with figure skating, I mean, if you haven't seen I, Tonya, not much has changed. Figure skating is such an antiquated sport in that regard. It's a very, very expensive, and it's a higher dollar, you know, sport for girls to be a part of. Yeah. It's not cheap. And that, to me, is really what the Winter Olympics kind of pushes people out of. It's not like Rocky where someone's parents icing the backyard.
And these it's been really, you know, it is also, you know, I always go, oh, wow, that I'm a little bit bummed that we can't, like, sometimes it's just so fun to, like, throw all your weight behind an American you don't know just because they're American. There's such good stories. And believe me, the stories out of our USA athletes have been tremendous. Awesome. What I have really enjoyed is getting to know the stories behind the Finland, Norway, Sweden, who are just killing it, and how they compete together. Like, there's a great story about the men's, I don't know, pick one, slalom or downhill or, you know, whatever, they all of them train in different areas, but they train together.
Right.
And they literally there's four or five of them, and they call them the Vikings. I don't know. They call them like their Norwegian Vikings or whatever. And they all train together and push each other. And they're like, when we're at the starting gate, obviously, you know, it's an individual thing. But if he gets gold and I get silver, whoever medal, we're just as exciting for my success. And it's such a really, it was a really cool story.
I love that.
That we need more of that. I think so. And I know we have about 10 minutes left.
10 minutes.
Here's what I'm looking forward to. Yeah, okay, I'm going to say one more thing.
Yes, please.
Even in the women's figure skating, our three Americans, like, we used to have at least one that was competing for gold.
We always had
we're
a show
so,
out. For
we're so
many
far
years.
Out
yeah,
of
we're
it.
Not even, it's Russia and Russia and Russia and Canada.
And so last night, I took some notes on the short program, and it reminded me of the Medvedeva, reminded me of the French silver medalist ice dancers, or what do you call it? Ice dancing,
ice
right?
Dancing.
Because of the grace and the like, it's just beautiful. Like, you're watching her, and it's like a ballerina. Like, she's so beautiful, and I'm cheering for her. And she, Johnny Weir was like, she's the queen of the Olympics, and this Olympic was supposed to be like her coronation. And then the crazy story is this 15-year-old, I call her the assassin, the 15-year-old Alina Zigitova, Z-I-G-I-T-O-V-A. She's 15. Good. She came on the scene like 6 months ago in your rearview mirror.
She was built in a lab.
She was, it looks like she was built in a lab. She did Black Swan. She came out and she kills it. However, it's obviously, it's technically like masterful. But to me, the difference was hard because you've got, Medvedeva, who's this graceful, you know, it was the other Russian, the 15-year-old, had a little bit more technical, had a little, you know what I mean? But it's really hard to compare because the other one was so graceful and did almost the same exact like jumps and technical part. So it almost comes down to like what you enjoy more, this athletic, the athleticism and the pinpointedness of the 15-year-old versus this kind of grace and beauty of the older one. And that's well, what I think it gets subjective. Really, that's what I mean, the subjectivity of it, I thought was really difficult. And of course, Brady Tinnell fell, our beautiful Asian American one fell. The one that did the triple axel, she fell.
Mariah?
Maya, the one that did the triple axel and got the bronze for us in the team event. She's amazing, but she fell. Brady Tinnell, they all fell. So right now the Canadian.
Why do we fall so much?
The Canadian is 78.87. Caitlin Osman, she was awesome. So then Medvedeva goes first. She is an 81.61. And then the 15-year-old assassin has an 82.92. So those three competing are going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome.
So good.
That I'm looking forward to. I'm looking to see if Vaughn does anything in the combined. Shayla Schifrin doing anything in the combined. And, of course, the USA women's. And that's all in the next, like, 24 hours. It's crazy.
You're not going to sleep after your show.
The good thing is Thursday,
yeah,
I took off.
Oh, good.
As a human being.
Good.
I'm taking tomorrow off.
What are you going to do with yourself besides sleep?
I'm going to watch. I have a friend coming in who is like a 12-hour layover between a flight from New York to L.A. and L.A. to New Zealand.
Oh, Lord.
And I said, here's the thing. I've been working every single second. Tomorrow, I'm going to take off. Will you come over and just drink Bloody Marys and watch hockey with me? And she's like, yes.
That's...
So I'm going to literally watch the Olympics all day tomorrow.
You're going to be so
with
happy.
The Bloody Mary.
That is so sweet.
And I'm going to tape everything. Try not to, like, look at the score.
Do you turn your notifications off on your phone?
All of the notifications are off.
Good. Okay.
Too many Wimbledon, too many horrible...
Too much,
notifications in the middle of sports.
There's nothing
that have ruined
me,
events.
I agree. I do turn off, like, during baseball is the only thing I'll keep on because, as we know, it takes forever to play a baseball game. But all other sport notifications I turn off. It's too much. I can't take it.
It's too much. What are you? All right. I know.
Wait, we're back on the bus. Can I nominate?
You can do whatever, anything you want.
Can
We've
I put
got 10
Fergie
minutes.
Back on the bus for the national anthem?
Put Fergie back on the bus.
You guys. I love Fergie. I love her. I really do. I watched her on Kids Incorporated. I thought she was the business.
She was on Kids Incorporated?
Stacey, of course.
Oh!
I sound like we're best friends. Yeah. Stacey Ferguson from Kids Incorporated.
Oh, I did not know.
K-I-D-S-O. Looks like we made it. We're Kids Incorporated. Sorry, that was my jam when I was little, y'all. Just totally derailed. Apologies. Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'll pull up some old footage.
I forgot about.
She's my jam. So we all know she can sing. Asterisk, scroll down. A lot of drug use, allegedly.
Really,
not
Fergie?
Allegedly, she has admitted it freely. Oh. Yeah. Has done something to her septum and clearly her vocal cords through the years.
Oh, no.
So no question she's an amazing entertainer.
Yeah.
Clearly has an amazing skill set, but... There's two songs in the world I believe you don't F with. Don't make your own spin.
No.
Amazing Grace.
Yes.
And the national anthem.
Yeah.
Whatever country you're from.
Yeah.
Not just being an American.
I'll throw in Oh Holy Night.
Oh Holy Night. Great one. If my mama was here, she'd say Ave Maria. Don't put a spin on that either. Okay. Sorry. The Catholics in the room. Oh. You don't mess with those. You don't mess.
Don't mess.
Even Celine Dion. Did not mess with Oh Holy Night. She knew better.
No.
She hit her one note and kept it pushing.
Yep.
You don't mess. You give, you know, a little flourish on the front, a little flourish on the end, fine, but you don't mess.
Yeah.
What Fergie did at the All-Star game.
Oh, brutal.
It's on our page. If you go to our Facebook page, it's there. It is one of the worst moments. It reminds me, remember when Roseanne sang?
Yeah.
It was that to me.
And even Roseanne, I saw she tweeted out. She's like, I think I did a better job.
I think she did. No, I will, Roseanne, I've got you. Yes,
yeah.
I think she did. I was so offended and watching the players trying to contain themselves because I don't know if they thought they were being punked for a brief second.
Yeah, Draymond Green. He just broke.
Did you see LeBron? LeBron didn't even know where to put his face. LeBron started counting the floorboards. He didn't know where to put his eyeballs. I was like, I'm with you, LeBron. I, too, have become uncomfortable, as if she just did a belly flop. It was one of those moments, and I hurt for her, and it was awful. And then I showed Aaron, which I'll put back up on our page. I tried to, the Maya Rudolph from 2006 doing a spoof, which was eerily very
historical. It was the greatest way to start out the morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for sending me the gift of Maya Rudolph singing.
So, she's amazing.
All right, so here's just a couple orders of business because we've got about 5 or 6 minutes left.
Yep.
We have a really great email, and
we do. I love
a really
great
iTunes. So if you go on iTunes, leave a 5-star review. We will read it. I sometimes forget to mention it because I get so wound up in sports, but please do this. Here we go. This one is SunPop83. The headline says, even though they root for teams I hate, .. I can't get enough of this podcast. I found myself thinking, I wonder what Aaron and Trish will have to say about this while reading every sports article on the planet when I should be working. You guys really are the best, and I can't wait to rock a Sports Without Balls t-shirt. They are coming. Listen, life happens. Go Packers and O's. There Woo! We go. SunPop83, thank you for that review. You're the best. Packers and O's, two really feel-good teams. Packers owned by the citizens of Green Bay.
Yes.
And Manny, my sweet Manny Machado.
Sweet
Manny. For the O's. I love him. If you email us at sportswithoutballs@gmail.com, email us anything, what you want to hear, what you're thinking, anything.
We take requests. I'm not gonna do impressions or anything, but if you'd like to see something here on the desk, if there's a guest you would like to see, your dream sequence, people you want to have on the show.
This is just a really fun email to Aaron, Trish, and Carol from Kristen. Bad news, I broke my ankle last weekend. Oh. Speedy recover.
Yes.
Now you may not normally be jealous, but guess who gets to watch the Olympics 24/7? Continuous, uninterrupted, pain med accompanied bliss. The best thing I've noticed from watching every event, including every post competition interview, these athletes are shockingly humble, which is so true. Feel good moment of every competition is the respect these athletes have for the game, their competitors in the Olympics. It's just not the winners either. They're all so excited to be there. I have to say, that is such a good point, because that has been the one thing that has been making me cry. Everyone is so sweet. I think our professional athletes could and should take a few hints, especially considering most of these Olympians are making peanuts and compete for the love of the game. The interviews never fail to put a smile on my face. Hope you guys have noticed this as well. Can't wait for the next episode. Thanks for the good laugh every week. Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you, Kristen. And I love it. You were our on-sofa correspondent for Pyeongchang.
On-sofa correspondent.
We appreciate it.
Kristen, that is so true. Everyone has been, it's literally the time right now in the episode to do Feel Good Moment of the Week, and Kristen called it. I don't know what to pick because there have been so many. So I'll pick a couple, and we're going to post everything to do all, because it would take hours of just to get through this. But the Olympic, the torchbearer for 4 years ago in Brazil, not the torchbearer, the flag bearer for Tonga. And now he came in shirtless with the oil.
Because he picked up a winter sport.
He picked up a winter sport. He picked up cross country skiing. His goal was not to come in last and to motivate and inspire the residents of, citizens of Tonga.
Tonga, where there's no snow, y'all.
There's no snow. And this story was so sweet because he came in 114th place last Friday. And it was... There was a couple of also, he was racing with the back of the pack. There was a competitor from Mexico in another country. And I'll post all of this because it's a long story. They all kind of came in together. He came in and he turned around and he waited for the last two guys. And then they call him Super Dario, the one that won the gold medal, came out, greeted all of them, and they did a group hug, and they put the dude from Mexico who came in last on their shoulders, and they all hugged it out. And it was that's like spirit of the.
I was
sobbing.
The guy that grabbed the flag, right? The Mexican cross country was the one that grabbed the flag and brought.
I was sobbing. This is sports.
I'm going to cry
after moment after moment.
That's what, and you said that beautifully. So really, the Olympics are our feel good moment of the week, because great sportsmen and we sportsmen and women, everybody, the sportsmanship and the camaraderie, because I genuinely believe, I'm not an Olympian, we can cry over it, but it's that they all know how hard they worked to be there.
And a huge, amazing. A huge shout out to Keegan Randall and Jesse Diggins. I did not see this. It's recorded last night. I didn't get to it because I had to go to bed at a decent hour.
And by decent, she means three.
About 1:30. They won the women's team sprint freestyle race last night in cross country skiing. It ended one of the longest droughts in U.S. Olympic sports. They came back. They were in like fourth. She sprinted to the end. Both of them. It was an incredible race, and they hadn't won. They've been working on it for like 20 years. They the first American cross-country skiers to medal at the Olympics since 1976, 15,367 days ago.
That's so
fantastic.
That
is so feel-good. They jumped on each other. The first thing she said was like, did we just win the Olympics? Like, it was, and also they did a whole piece on Jesse Diggins, their town in Minnesota that gets up at like 4 in the morning to watch her. Oh my God, it was so feel-good. It was so feel-good.
They are such a great story all the way around. They really, really are.
We have to go.
We do, you
guys.
We'll
be back next week. I'm going to do a couple videos just from the phone, and I'll send them to you, Trish.
Please, and you guys, give Erin all the good juju, because she's recording her big special tonight, and we're so geeked over it.
Thank you so much.
And where are you this weekend? Are you in town?
I'm in town. My next away is March 8th through March 11th at the LOL Comedy Club in San Antonio. So if you live in San Antonio or San Antonio adjacent, March 8th through March 11th, everything is Erin K. Foley. .com, sports without balls at Gmail,
sports without doll, but sports without balls .co is coming so super soon, you guys.
So super soon.
It's so
I've dropped the ball. I'm picking it up. It's just the Olympics. It's been really hard.
It's been the Olympics, and we've had other jobs, and we apologize. And of course, you can watch me now at Game Show Network every single night at 7 p.m. all the way through till 2 a.m. if you're that person that stays up late. And I'm on in between basically Steve Harvey and Cash Cab all night long. So you can
I'm
just
so
watch.
Happy and proud of you.
Thank you, babe.
I'm thrilled.
You know how we are. We have to have 63 jobs.
Yes.
And then, of course, I will be at Flappers tomorrow night.
Nice.
Headlining.
February 22nd.
Yes. I'm actually headlining. And then, of course, you know, I get the call that Whitney Cummings is going to drop by. And I go, so basically, I'm not headlining. I'm just going to be there till Whitney Cummings shows up. So anyway, and the good news is she's an amazing comic, and you're going to get a great show no matter what.
And so. I'm going to be posting that tomorrow, this either today or tomorrow morning. So thank you so much for supporting us.
We
go Olympics. We have five more days of the Olympics. We love you all. Sports Without Balls fans, friends, family. Have the best week of your life.
Ever.